Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It is time once again for Chamber Chat. We have Emily Biven. She is the Executive Director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. And Emily, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren.
I almost feel like we have you on all the time, right? Yeah. We have you on every other week. Chamber Chat sounds like a perfect thing, which is to make its own thing right
now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, we're talking chamber, lots of things happening. We're wrapping up the summer here, but the chamber consistently busy with numerous things going on. And let's start here first, Emily, a ribbon cutting happening next week at Walmart.
Yes, next Wednesday we'll be over at Walmart. They're kind of kicking off their new online grocery pickup, and they underwent a large remodel renovation for that service. And so their building looks a little different. And so we'll be over there and having a ribbon cutting. I believe they have other festivities after the ribbon cutting to follow that throughout the day. So
perfect.
Should be a fun day over at Walmart.
And that is Wednesday at about what time?
We'll be there at 1:30 for the ribbon cutting.
1:30. Perfect. So get there and celebrate the ribbon cutting and cheer them on for what they're doing and continued business here in Jamestown. Anything else with that, Emily?
No, if your business has undergone some renovations or you're a new business, you have a new location, you're under new ownership, any of those, please contact the chamber. We'd be happy to come out and help promote those changes.
For sure.
And let people know about the things that are happening with your business.
Absolutely.
And with the ribbon cutting.
So. Yeah, they don't want those scissors to get rusty. They want to use those as much as possible. So the ribbon cutting again next Wednesday at Walmart. Emily, other things that the chamber does, we always recognize those who have superior customer service in Jamestown, and one was just recognized.
Yeah, our August Customer Service Award winner was Kelly Olson over at Professional Eye Care Center. So congratulations to Kelly, and thank you to her for providing such great service here in Jamestown. And hopefully others aspire to the service that Kelly provides to her customers and to their patients there at Professional Eye Care. We're always looking for those individuals to highlight them and lift them up here in town. So if you have anybody that you've had a really great experience with at one of our local businesses, please send in their nominations. We're always looking for nominations for
sure.
Those.
For sure. We'll talk more about nominations. So keep it right here. We'll talk more about nominations and what they're looking for and how you can nominate a business. But let's recognize to the business of the month real quick. That was recent as well.
Yes. Two Rivers Estate Sales here in town. They do not have a physical location. They work out of wherever their sale is for that time being.
For sure.
But thank you to them as well for providing such great service and a great business in town here that we are able to highlight. And yet again, we're looking for those nominations for those businesses too.
Right. Emily Bivens again, Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. So let's hit on that. This customer service nominations and business of the month nominations. The chamber solely relies on these nominations of this experiences in these businesses in Jamestown, right?
Yes. And the more detailed the nominations, the better. I mean, if you can name a specific action or instance where you just felt that individual or that entire business as a whole really treated you very great and just, you know, we're looking for those highlights, and those nominations tend to do a lot better than the ones that just say, you know, oh, this business is great or
right.
This business
or I like
is
this business.
Yeah.
Right.
Really be detailed about it. And we're always looking for those nominations. Our ambassador committee are the ones that run the customer service award program.
Right.
And the young professionals of Jamestown are the ones that run the business of the month program. But both of those nomination applications are on our website, jamestownchamber.com, or you can stop at our office. I'll help you fill one out and help you.
For sure.
Send in a nomination that is more detailed and that would be well received through those committees.
Definitely. So. And it helps when you get that influx of all those nominations. It really helps a person be like, this absolutely deserves, you know, to be recognized.
Yes.
This
person went above and beyond, or this business went above and beyond.
So. And speaking of above and beyond and customer outstanding citizen, already accepting nominations for that for the banquet in January.
Yes. Those nomination forms are online already. We are looking for the Outstanding Citizen of the Year and the Above and Beyond Award winner.
Sure.
Like you said, we give those out at our banquet in January. They're very highly esteemed awards in Jamestown. We get a lot of media coverage and obviously a lot of recognition. And past award winners have been amazing. And we're always, it sometimes it takes a little time to form a nomination application or send in a nomination form. So we wanted to be sure to give the community lots of time to gather that information and send it into us.
Yeah, lots of big names have received those awards in the past, and there's a lot more out there who deserve them, and we want them to be recognized. So nominate. Emily, to wrap this up, we kind of wanted to hit on this block party, which is a huge celebration of community. And you've kind of been involved with a little bit of it as well.
Yeah, the Chamber partners with UJ. UJ is hosting the block party, and it's a great opportunity for the incoming students and current students, obviously, to become more integrated into Jamestown and get to know our businesses, get to know the individuals, the organizations, and everything that makes Jamestown what it is. So if you want to have a booth, I believe they're still taking applications. You go to uj.edu. But it is on August 28th. It's a Wednesday this year. It's a little different. They're having a football game, I guess, on that Thursday. So they decided to move it to Wednesday. And it's from 5 to 8, right on First Avenue, right down. You can't miss it if you're in Jamestown.
You kind of have to close your eyes and walk past Main if you want to miss it. It is huge.
You have to close your eyes for quite a while.
You don't want to do that if you're driving. Don't want to condone that. But yeah, the block party and community is key with that too, Emily, because like you said,
it's open to everybody.
Because if you're new to the community of Jamestown, a great way to kind of introduce yourself.
Absolutely.
Into it
there too. Yes. It's open to everybody. Thank you for mentioning that. It's not just for those students, even though that's why it was conceived, I guess, but it is for everybody, and kids, older adults, everybody. Right. You know, you can come out. There's lots of free food, lots of free stuff. There's, you know, lots of information. There's so much to learn and so much to do. And the Chamber will be right down by the Arts Park. So if you want more information about the Chamber, stop by our booth.
There you go. So see the Chamber at the community block party. Great way to introduce yourself and network and market as well there. Emily, if people have questions, they want to get a nomination form, they want to stop by and you can help them out with that, or they want to talk about the block party or a ribbon cutting or business after hours. There's so much. There's a lot of ways they can get a hold of you guys.
Absolutely. Like I said, our website is jamestownchamber.com. We are also on Facebook, but you can call us at 701-252-4830. You can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. Or stop by and see us, like you said, 120 2nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown.
Excellent. Very good. As always, thanks for Chamber Chat, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.